Hello and welcome to this special episode of EVA India Insights podcast. And in this episode, we reflect on 8 years of GST in India. I'm your host Pallavi, and today we're diving into the transformative journey of goods and services tax, a reform that redefined the way India does business. Joining me is none other than Saurabh Agarwal, mid-market leader and tax partner at EY India. With his extensive expertise in handling advocacy, strategic indirect tax advisory and litigation, Saurabh will walk us through the achievements, challenges and the future directions of the GST regime. Saurabh, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, Pallavi. I'm excited to be part of this conversation and to share insights on this remarkable journey.
Thank you, Saurabh. To start off, looking back at the last 8 years, according to you, what would you say are the most significant achievements of the GST regime?
If I have to reflect back over the last 8 years, you know, the GST regime has delivered on its core promise of one nation, one tax by subsuming multiple indirect taxes and creating a unified market. We have seen a significant rise in formalization. The taxpayer base has grown from around 68 lakhs in 2017 to over 1.47 crores in 2024. Formalization has also been a major success with the GSTN enabling seamless registration, return filing, e-invoicing, and e-way bills. These reforms have improved compliances and enhanced revenue collections, with monthly GST revenues now crossing over 2 lakh crores.
Pivoting towards rate rationalization, it has been a recurring theme in the policy discussions. According to you, what should be the approach going forward?
Rationalization, in my view, should not be viewed purely as a slab reduction exercise. Instead, we should look at reclassifying goods in line with the present-day consumption patterns and economic realities. Products like ghee, butter, toiletries, and two-wheelers, which were earlier considered discretionary, are now essential to the large section of the population. Similarly, air conditioners amid rising temperatures are no longer luxury items. A data-driven realignment of rates can help improve affordability while maintaining revenue neutrality. We should also be mindful that India's per capita income has undergone a big-time change, and therefore, things which were earlier discretionary have now become necessity for a consumer, and hence there is a requirement to move the goods from higher slabs to lower slabs.
Thank you, Saurabh. Now, shifting the focus towards the sectors, which sectors still face structural issues under GST and deserve focused policy attention?
Three sectors stand out clearly: automobile, real estate, and energy. Automobiles face high tax incidence and are still considered as sin goods. Particularly hybrid vehicles, which are taxed similar to internal combustion engine vehicles. In real estate, the lack of input tax credit on under construction property and retrospective changes, like in Safari Retreat case, create working capital strain and litigation risk. In the energy sector, exclusion of electricity and petroleum products from GST breaks the credit chain and inflates input cost, especially for manufacturing. These structural gaps need to be addressed to ensure GST delivers sector-wide efficiency.
Thank you, Saurabh. Lastly, to promote India as a manufacturing hub further, how can GST reforms support the Make in India initiative?
Make in India has been something which is very close to my heart. You know, to support India's manufacturing ambitions, GST needs to enable a frictionless input credit chain, exclusion of petroleum products and electricity from GST. All of these things increase the cost of production, making our products incompetitive over the in the global market. Streamlining ITC rules, reducing the embedded tax cost on electricity and fuels, will improve cost competitiveness as India integrates deeper into global supply chains.
Thank you, Saurabh. Now, that brings us to the end of this insightful discussion on GST at 8 years. A big thank you to you for sharing your knowledge and expertise on the achievements and the road ahead for this landmark reform. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in, and we hope you find this episode extremely valuable. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more such insightful conversations. Until next time, stay informed and stay inspired. This is Pallavi signing off.